Greetings. Here we are with another edition of Moments of Melody. Here are some interesting observations. The palmist looks at your hand and attempts to predict your future from the lines which he sees. The astrologer looks at the stars and professes to predict your fate by the time of your birth. The doctor looks at your tongue and can tell you considerable about your health. The detective looks at your eye and finds there an index to your character. The average person looks at your clothes and draws his conclusion from them. But the Lord looketh on the heart. He cannot be deceived by appearances. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, for all things are naked and open to his eyes. That's what we read in the Bible. Many persons do not care to be known so intimately. The knowledge is unpleasant to them. They wish that they were not known. And with some the wish is the father to the thought, and they say, how doth God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High? Certainly God knows, for he would not be God if he were not omniscient. He is all-wise, and therefore he knows all about the selfishness, pride, unbelief, unrest, yes, every form of sin that exists in the heart. God, knowing all about our sins, knew exactly what sacrifice would be required to meet man's need. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Another verse from the Bible. The Lord Jesus has once suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. All who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are saved. The value of the work of Christ is to put to their account by God, and they're cleansed. Does he see you and your sins? If so, then this is a dangerous condition, for to die in your sins is to perish. But you need not remain in your sins. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Make him yours today, and you'll be a new creation in Christ Jesus. According to Dr. Luke. Then the day of unleavened bread came. On this day the special paschal sacrifice must be offered. And Jesus sent Peter and John on an errand. Go and make ready for us, he said, to eat the paschal meal. When they asked him, where wouldst thou have us make ready? He said to them, just as you are entering into the city, you will be met by a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him into the house to which he's going. And there you will say to the owner of the house, the master sends word, where is the room in which I am to eat the paschal meal with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished. It is there that you are to make ready. And so they went and found all as he had told them, and so made ready for the paschal feast. And when the time came, he sat down with his 12 disciples. Today that the Lord looks on the heart. I wonder again, what does he see when he looks at your heart? If he sees just sin, then you need the Savior. Ask him into your life to take away your sin and to give you life everlasting.